The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Has President Trump's one big beautiful bill faced an insurmountable hurdle? Has the bill stalled so as not to make it to President Trump's desk on the 4th of July? As of 9 a.m. this morning, the votorama to get this bill passed in the Senate began. It's an opportunity for senators on both sides of the aisle to offer up an unlimited amount of amendments, and the bill is already hitting some major snags. I've got all the latest for you. Come on in, gang, one and all. It's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to make it all make sense and show you the light at the end of this tunnel. We are going to do this, gang. Don't you worry. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, we do have some breaking news on our end. My brand new book, America Awakened, drops July the 4th. And let me tell you, they don't want you reading this book. It exposes the collapse of the old world order and reveals how we're building a new civilization rooted in faith, family, and freedom. You'll get the facts, the framework, and the fire to see where we're headed and how we win. Be among the first to read it. Get your copy now and be part of the great American turnaround. This is America Awakened, and it is just beginning. So today is the day in the Senate. It is Votorama, the marathon of amendment votes on the Republicans' domestic policy mega bill. The last time we saw a Votorama like this was Biden's ridiculously named Inflation Reduction Act. Ridiculous precisely because it only increased inflation, but also because it had nothing to do with inflation in the first place. It was nothing more than the Green New Deal repackaged as an economics bill. But the last time we had a Votorama, it lasted 14 hours. The goal here is to get the Senate bill passed and then send it over to the House to vote for it by Wednesday before July the 4th weekend. Now, we'll see how this works out. As of yesterday, the Senate voted on pushing forward with the House's bill. That's what the Senate voted for the other day. There have thus far been no changes to the big, beautiful bill. Whatever changes are made as of today will go to the House Rules Committee as early as tomorrow, Tuesday, possibly Wednesday, and they'll put it up for a vote in the House. Now, let's talk about some of the snags that appear to be forming here. The legacy media is doing everything they possibly can to put maximum pressure on the fiscal conservative wing of the Republican Party to get them to break ranks from this bill, vote against this bill. Specifically, the legacy media keeps pushing the absurd CBO, the far-left Congressional Budget Office, fiscal projections that claim that the bill would add approximately $3.3 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. Moreover, the equally absurd Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, again, another left-wing group that's never passed a responsible federal budget projection in their lives, but they're claiming that the Senate bill would add roughly $4 trillion to the debt through 2034. So the media is pushing these talking points big time as of today. The problem here is that the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, they're projecting that the bill is actually going to lower the deficit by $1.4 trillion during the same time period. So unfortunately for the legacy media, this is giving fiscal hawks the way out here in supporting the bill. And that's exactly why we're seeing senators like Ron Johnson, who originally opposed the bill, now coming out completely for it. Check it out.
My biggest problem is that we really weren't returning spending to a reasonable pre-pandemic level. But through multiple meetings with President and his economic advisors, I'm convinced that they are committed to returning to a reasonable pre-pandemic level spending. And I'll be highly involved in a process to achieve and maintain it. So that's at the crux.
So Ron Johnson's now a solid yes, and he's not being swayed in the least by these obvious obstructionist tactics by the legacy media. So that's more or less the first hurdle the big, beautiful bill is facing, the legacy media. But then, of course, you have the Senate parliamentarian's recent ruling, the Senate parliamentarian being a Democrat. She's an appointee from the freaking Obama era, if you can believe it. But she came out and struck down a Medicaid provider tax cut that would have saved approximately $250 billion. Of course, a number of Republicans have been calling for her to be fired, including President Trump. She is, after all, merely an advisor, right? Her role is completely ceremonial, she stands in technically for the vice president, so he doesn't have to be present at all the bill negotiations and all the votes. But it looks like the Republicans are unfortunately divided over that. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, even Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, they're all saying that they don't want to pursue her termination. John Thune is just taking it off the table. So it looks like the Senate bill will be watered down a bit, but nowhere near anything that even remotely reaches the kind of hysteria that we're seeing from inside the right-wing social media sphere, at least some quadrants of it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
And of course, the final hurdle is that both the Senate and the House have to pass the same bill. So if the Senate passes a version that demurs from the House's original version, then the bill has to go back to the House to get voted on again. And already there are several House Republicans who are expressing opposition to the Senate's version, creating potential problems for final passage. So we're talking California moderate Republican David Valadao. He's announced he's going to vote no, given the Medicaid changes in the Senate bill. Conservative Republicans, including Chip Roy of Texas, Josh Breachin of Oklahoma, Eric Burleson of Missouri, they've all expressed opposition. That said, you could be sure Speaker Mike Johnson, just like what we saw with John Thune and J.D. Vance over the weekend in the Senate, Speaker Mike Johnson is already doing what he needs to do to get these guys to fall in line. This is all part of how the sausage is made. And so in the end, when all said and done, the big, beautiful bill, I think, is on its way to getting passed this week. It's already demonstrated remarkable resilience, passing the House by a razor-thin margin of 215 to 214. Thank you, Tom Massey. Once again, selling out his party for his so-called principles. And then, as of this weekend, it cleared a crucial Senate procedural hurdle by a vote of 51 to 49. The bill, frankly, delivers on all of President Trump's major policy initiatives. It prevents the largest tax hike in American history by extending the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provision from Trump's first term. It eliminates taxes on tips, overtime, and Social Security income. It allocates $150 billion for border security, including wall construction, and hiring 10,000 new ICE personnel, the largest increase in American history for ICE agents. It provides $150 billion in defense spending to counter China and modernize military capabilities. It introduces the most significant federal school choice initiative in history that we've ever seen. It creates Investment America accounts with $1,000 seed money for every American child. It's a very, very impressive bill. This legislation represents what many are calling the largest middle class and working class tax cut in American history. And frankly, the Democrat resistance that's getting today, it actually just confirms the bill's transformative conservative impact. Senator Chuck Schumer is complaining the Republicans are trying to rush this through and ram it down our throats and all this sort of stuff. It just reveals the Democrats' absolute panic that Thune and Johnson are working parliamentarian magic to make this thing happen. And they're also, I think he's forecasting, he's telegraphing the Democrat fear of its popular appeal once implemented, Bernie Sanders' characterization of it being the most dangerous piece of legislation in modern American history. I mean, it just demonstrates how effectively it dismantles the liberal policy architecture that he's so dedicated to. Again, just listen to the Democrats' opposition to the bill, counterread it, and you'll see that this bill is everything the Democrats fear. I think that today's Votorama process, while allowing unlimited Democratic amendments, actually works in Republicans' favor, precisely because it forces Democrats to take politically difficult positions opposing tax cuts, opposing border security, increase in ICE agents and the like. This procedural marathon will, I believe, ultimately exhaust opposition tactics, all the while demonstrating ultimately Republican unity behind President Trump's agenda. The big, beautiful bill represents the most comprehensive conservative policy achievements since Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, successfully navigating complex legislative procedures to deliver transformative reforms. As the Senate prepares for final passage, conservatives across the country can celebrate not just the policy victories contained within this historic legislation, but the proof that determined leadership and strategic thinking can overcome any obstacle to implement the conservative agenda America voted for in November. Hey there, Turley Talker. You know what? I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm launching the Dr. Steve Hotline, where you can call in, leave a question, and maybe even hear your own voice featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Whether it's about the latest political shakeup or cultural trends or how we keep pushing forward in this new conservative age, I want to know what's on your mind. Call me at 717-844-5984. Just leave your question. I'll be checking in every single week to answer as many as I can. Again, that's 717-844-5984. Your chance to be a part of the conversation. One more time, 717-844-5984. Give me a call and let's talk. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.